Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome.
I see skies of blue.
This is the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. It's a nice, sunny, beautiful day. Looking like it's going to be gorgeous. Close to 70 degrees. Might be higher than that. So hopefully you get to get outside and enjoy yourself. And enjoy just being out there in the garden. We're talking different things, right? We were just talking about potatoes on the other side of the break here. And using the container, you know, they call them like grow bags. Those are some of the, you know, some good ways to grow potatoes. Because the old way of growing potatoes, you had to really mound everything in large areas multiple times. Growing in the bag is just easier. It holds that soil for you. You don't have to worry. They even got some of the bigger bags that have like a trap door on the side. You know, some are see-through, some are not. But that it's got that way so you can see what's growing underneath, right? And you can kind of see what's there. Now, on top of it, because of the container, there's more air for it to kind of move around and do its thing. But it's definitely a good option for those of you who are just really getting into growing in the veggie garden. This is a good option for potatoes. So take a look. They're all grow bags. And we can, you know, figure it out. Phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got a couple hours left in the show, so definitely give us a call, and we will do everything we can to help you out, as always. What else is going on out there? Lawns, they're starting, they've really woken up at this point, and we're starting to take care of them a little bit more. You know, maybe mowing, maybe doing, some reseeding, some fertilizing. You know, we talk so much about, you know, the fertilizing with a crabgrass control the first, right now, this time of year. We don't really talk about how, well, if you don't have crabgrass, maybe it's just a fertilizer, right? Because a healthier lawn, a stronger, fuller, thicker lawn, you don't need to worry about crabgrass as much. You will just be worrying about keeping it healthy and promoting strong roots. And so maybe it's just a fertilizer. And if you're looking at just a fertilizer, maybe it's, you know, some of the organic brands. Because if you're just fertilizing, why add all those extra chemicals? Just throw down the fertilizer itself. But again, those are all things that we need to, kind of determine based on what you have. And a lot of times, this is the time of year where everybody's like, I got crabgrass, I got to take care of it. It just takes over my lawn. Then we have some people who are like, I have crabgrass, it's all over my lawn, but it's green. I don't have anything else. I'm okay with it. So that's fine too. Now, as always, want you to take a look at the lawn and look at everything and say, hey, I might need to do a soil sample. Get what's going on underneath it. Now, I was in the garden center Wednesday for the full day, and a lot of people came in and were saying, I have issues with moss. I have issues with, you know, no matter what I do, the fertilizer's not working. This isn't doing. A number of people I talked to, I said, you got to get a soil sample done. There are a couple of people who actually had soil samples done. And a lot of people in New England have high phosphorus levels in their lawn already. But then when you look at it, they have multiple nutrients that are there that are so high that it's creating a like backlog in the soil. And so none of it is going to where it needs to go. I see it more often than not that the soil itself has tons of nutrients, but it's just stuck. And there's nothing you can do, right? You're thinking, I just keep putting fertilizer down. It's going to be okay. Not the case. But you only find these things out because you've done that soil test. It's not as simple as just finding out the pH. Because I've talked to a number of people that where their pH level is a 6.5, they still can't get the lawn to grow. And it's not perfect. It's not looking good. And they say, well, what can we do? So that's where the soil sample comes in. We need to know the micronutrients and macronutrients. We need to know, is there too much magnesium? Is there too much sulfur? Is there too much calcium? Is there too much boron, right? All these different things, you know, might sound boring, but they need to be looked at. That was my version of a dad joke right there. Sorry. Anyways, we got to look at these things. Because we need to take care of the soil. If you've listened to me for a while now, you know I am a proponent of taking care of the soil and working on the soil and getting the soil taken care of and thicker and just better. That's where the soil sample comes in. Now you can use Natural Alternative. They have a great study that goes through on it, and then they send you information, usually about 2 pages full of what to do, and they talk about all these things. And they're willing to have you call, or they will call you to discuss it. Now, if you go somewhere like the UMass Extension or the UNH Extension or an extension of the state you live in, they're probably just going to write up a report, send it off, and hope that you don't call. Because they don't have enough time. Because they're not just doing those things. They're doing a lot of different things. So, I want you to think about getting this done. Because, as Karen from Natural Alternatives has said many times, it's like getting your blood work done. We need to know what's going on in our body so we get blood work done. Tells us what's going on. If there's something wrong, we need to do this. We need these meds. We need whatever, right? Same thing for our soil. We need our soil to be strong in order for the lawn itself to be stronger, for less weeds, less everything. Because weeds are opportunists. Weeds come into a lawn and garden when it's not very good soil, when it's, you know, not taken care of. They don't need a lot to thrive. When you have a lot of weeds, it usually means your soil is poor. Not always 100%, but usually means that. So just think about it. If you're really trying to be successful in the lawn or garden, I highly, highly, highly recommend getting a soil sample done. You know, again, I think natural alternatives is one of the better ones to get it through. And, you know, all soil tests are pretty much close to the same. But the reason why I go with natural alternative is they actually want to have a conversation with you after it. And if you have questions, they'll actually answer. Right? Again, I'm partial to, you know, UMass Extension. Being an alumni of UMass, they do great work there. But if you had a question about the soil sample, good luck. So, just something to think about right now. As we're, you know, working on our lawns, our gardens, etc., this is a good time to do it. Now, I was talking with somebody during the week about it, and he was saying, oh, yeah, no, I'm just going to seed in the fall because it's just too much right now. And I was like, well, do the soil sample now. He's like, well, the, you know, this, that, the other thing. I'm like, well, they say that seeding is the best time to do in the fall, which means everybody is going to get a soil sample taken that wants to get it done in the fall as well. So you're going to wait 2 to 3 weeks at that point, as well as now. So say, just do it now. Have it ready. Not a lot is going to change in the next couple months unless you are doing something to take care of those issues, right? And if you don't know there's an issue, you're not using it. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-200-8871. 284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to all those of you just joining us. Hope you're having a great day. It's beautiful out. It's going to be a great day to be outside. Just enjoy it. If you don't have to be in the garden, fine. Just be outside. Enjoy it. It's gorgeous. Today and tomorrow, definitely. A lot of you are getting out there this weekend and just getting some new plants, getting some mulch, getting some of those things. Perfect time to do it. You know, enjoy it. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank's in Centerville.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Great.
I took your advice, and I got some soil samples done last year before I replanted my lawn. And it looks good. It really looks good. Everything you told me worked. But I want to overseed it and thicken it up.
Yep.
But the soil test said that I have excessive phosphorus.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, when I reseed this, would I just use something like compost and avoid the starter fertilizer, or what do you think I should do? And how long is it going to take for my phosphorus to come down to a normal level?
Well, so have you done anything to, you know, combat that phosphorus? Have you done something to break it up to release it, or?
I don't know. That's why I called. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. I just want to make sure. Yeah. Make sure. I apologize. So.
That's okay.
This is one of those ones where, with phosphorus being so high, it usually means that it's trapped. It's stuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it can't move. And it won't move unless we do something. And so what you need to do is use a product out there that's a sulfur-based. It's either Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green or Sulfur from Natural Alternative. And you would use the product at double the rate that it says for just their normal rate. So you're using about 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. right? So the Love Your Soil, for example, comes in an 18-pound bag and close to 50-pound bag. The 18-pound bag, you're going to do 1,500 square feet at the rate that I'm discussing. Because by doing it at the heavier rate, you're actually breaking up some of this phosphorus, releasing it to the soil, and letting it go. Right? But if you were to just put seed down and hope that the phosphorus that's there would work, it's not going to do anything for you. It's just going to sit. And so you would still need to put a starter fertilizer down. I honestly do feel that putting a starter fertilizer is worth it anyways. Because with it being stuck in the soil, it needs something to help it. And so I'd be using the starter fertilizer anyways. I'd also be using that Love Your Soil to help break down everything out there and to release it. What you're going to do is you're going to need to do it three times, not just once. So you do it three times in six-week intervals. So if say you were to do it today, you would then do it again in 6 weeks, and then 6 weeks after that, and I'm sure you're going to start to see the great results from it. You can put the seed down at the same time. It's not going to affect the seed. It's not going to hurt the seed. It's working on something completely else. On the soil, it's focusing on the soil where the seed is focusing on germination. So you won't have to worry about it hurting the seed. You can do it at the same time as putting the starter fertilizer down as well. That's not going to affect the seed, so everything will be good there. But I do think the biggest thing here is using that product, Love Your Soil, three times in six-week applications at double the rate. You're going to notice everything's going to drop in the soil, and then you'll be able to get back to just keeping it, where it needs to be instead of trying to fix it. So one of the other things that a lot of people will recommend after going through this process is at the end of about 18 weeks or so, getting another soil sample done, because that's going to give you your basis of where you can start and move from there. Now, I have to hit a break. If you have some follow-up questions, hang tight with me, and we can go over it. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. It's almost enough to make you stop doom scrolling. Dull devices are now cool. The Boring Phone is a new featureless flip phone that is feeding the growing appetites of younger people who want to trash their smartphones in favor of a dumb phone. This move of offlining or digital minimalism is also seen in Gen Z's declining use of social media. They are the only generation whose time on social media has fallen since 2021. But Apple and Samsung are not under threat yet. 9 out of 10 phones are smartphones, and dumb phones remain niche. USA News, I'm Jen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got Frank still with us. Frank, so what do you think of the process so far? What do you kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Gave me a lot of good information in a short time. I have most of the products here. I have Love You Soil here.
Okay.
What I was thinking about doing is having the lawn aerated, just to open it up and get the product in deeper.
Yep.
Then apply it. Apply some seed and cast some compost over it. Is that sound like a good overseeding approach?
Yeah, I mean, what I would do is I put the compost down before the seed.
Okay.
Because if you've aerated it, I'd love for the compost to fill in some of those holes as well after you've put the – because I just think it – we want to get that organic material deep into it. It's going to help it.
Yeah,
and then, I definitely think that's the way to go.
Okay.
And I'd be doing that, sooner rather than later. You can definitely get it done. It's worth it, though. This is the thing, the multiple applications, you'll see a big difference in it. Because all of a sudden, all the elements are going to be able to be released into where they need to go. And you might see a really dark green lawn because of it. So it's just going forward, once we kind of get it to where it needs to be, we still want to make sure we use the same products, but just at the regular rate, because it's making sure everything is fed. Making sure the soil is taken care of, as well as the root system and the shoots. Because if the soil's not happy, the roots aren't going to be happy, which means the lawn's not going to look great. All right.
No, that sounds good.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Frank. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour and a half left of the show. I've said it a few times. I'm going to say it again because I want you guys to be aware. We have, we got some news last week that the GCN network that we have been on for 15 years is shutting down. You know, no fault of anyone's here. It's just shutting down, which means we're looking for a syndication company. I am doing everything I can in the background here, doing our due diligence, trying to figure something out to continue the show past next week. So they are closing down. Next week would be our last show with GCN. Hopefully it's not our last show. We are, like I said, we're doing our best to keep it going. Working with people. We'll have a better idea by next week. But the reason why I tell you this is I want you to keep an eye out on our newsletter, our website, and all those things to see when this information comes up. So that you know where to find us next. We've had some crazy back and forth things going on the past couple months with a few things. I was out for, you know, five, six weeks. Yeah, I don't want you to think I'm leaving you. I'm trying not to. I'll be here as long as I can find somebody to take care of us. Now, thing about it is it's not the same as it was when we first started. You know, we obviously pay to be on air to talk to you guys. Well, that's going to have a factor in it. Right? When my dad started this, he was doing the show. He was getting paid minimal from a radio station and built it on from there. You know, this has never been about the money. This has been about making sure that gardeners out there are successful. It has become one of those things where we need some of the money to pay so we can be on to talk to you guys. So that's just a thing that happens. But my goal is just the same as my father's goal was, is to make sure that you guys are taken care of when it comes to the garden. And you have somewhere where if you have questions, you can go to somebody who's not going to treat you like you don't know what you're talking about. Someone who's going to be there to make sure that you get things taken care of in your garden. So that's the hope, is to continue on. But 2 weeks, well, it's not even 2 weeks anymore. Next Sunday is the last GCN show. Don't know where it's going from there. We'll figure it out. Just keep your eyes and ears out and hope to have some information out to you soon. So, you know, this is a good time to look at the newsletter next week. Hopefully there's some info, but we'll figure it out. Now that that's been said a few times, let's get back to talking about the garden, because, again, that's what we're here for. We're here for that. We're not here for anything else other than to make sure you're successful in the garden, right? This is a fun thing. Gardening is fun. It's something we do to enjoy ourselves outside, to release stress. At least for me, I go out there to release stress. It's amazing what like an hour with a chainsaw or a blower or a mower will do for me. I come back out of my car. All right, let's go. Let's do the next day. Let's go. Anyways, we've been talking a lot about, you know, lawns because we think about our lawns this time of year. But what else is going on out there? You know, our plants are starting to wake up completely. And I got a number of hydrangeas in my yard that are really starting to push leaves, starting to look good. I think I mentioned this last week, but you know, I was on one of the social media websites that, you know, has videos, and I was scrolling through, and there's a gardening video of somebody cutting all their hydrangeas, all the sticks, and I was like, oh my god, I'm having like a mental breakdown, because it's like, what are they doing? They're not telling anything. They're not saying, is this style hydrangea? What kind of hydrangea is this? You shouldn't be cutting when it's this style. Or the fact that we should just be waiting. Sticks are sticks on the hydrangeas. Let them be. Let Mother Nature wake them up completely before you do any pruning. Because you can really affect some of their blossoms on the macrophylla type hydrangeas. Those are the more blue hydrangeas. The white hydrangeas, yeah, you can prune back earlier, but not necessarily when they're already starting to fully show all their leaves, the whole thing. Yes, you can cut some back and it'd be okay, but we need to pay attention to those, right? And that's where we come in, to help you to understand which way to go with the hydrangea, which style you have. What's the best way to prune it? When should you prune it? Anyways, those are some of the things that are going on now. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, one thing to be thinking about is, you know, taking care of our yards outside from ticks and mosquitoes, right? Right now, a lot of us are not thinking mosquitoes as much because there's not a lot out. But we want to be preemptive. We want to take care of those mosquitoes. And by using the mosquito dunks or the mosquito bits from Summit, we are going to protect ourselves. Now, I noticed out there that, you know, out just yesterday, there was a bunch of insects flying around. And we have wetlands behind the house. And so no matter how many I would use, it's going to be hard to do. But any of the areas that water sits, I can take care of close to my house and at least reduce the population. Now, this will not harm beneficial insects. It won't harm pets, birds, fish, horse, livestock, any of those things. These products are meant to kill the larvae before they develop, right? And we put it in standing water. It takes care of them for, I think, up to 30 days, and then we might have to do some more. Now, this is even something that you can make like a tea from, not to drink by any means, but you can make a tea from this to kill fungus gnats in the soil. So you kind of use it as a spray over the soil to suffocate the fungus gnats and the larvae that are in there. Now, the other thing, while you're, you know, maybe go to Summit's website, which is summitchemical.com, and take a look at their mosquito and gnat barrier, right? The spray is a good one to use throughout the yard. It also will take care of ticks, fleas, etc. Ticks are out there. Ticks are already out there. We had just shaved the dog down, poor thing, but she got shaved down for her spring cleaning haircut, right? Well, thank goodness we did, because she came in the other day and you could just see the tick easier. She's a curly haired golden doodle, right? Very curly. You can't see in some of those things. We got lucky that we had cleaned her up before, but that means the ticks are out there, which means they could be on you or other ones. I've even talked to a few people in the past day or two that have said their children had a tick on them and it was starting to get embedded. So ticks are out there right now, especially a lot of us are doing those cleanups and they're living in those brush, in those leaf piles, etc. So keep an eye out and use the mosquito and gnat barrier from Summit as a spray once you've done some of these cleanups. You know, ticks will go in the area where it's cooler. They'll go in areas with longer grass, leaf piles, etc. They don't like the center of the lawn. They're kind of lazy, right? As you walk by them or are near them, they will attach to you. I used to say they jump onto you, but I got multiple emails that said ticks don't jump. Yeah, no, I know. I get it. But ticks as you walk by them will rub up against. If you rub up against where they are going to go on to you and then will climb onto you. And then you don't see them. Immediately, you usually don't see them because it's just brushing up against something that you normally would on an everyday basis. But they are out there. They are in full force, and it's only going to get worse. So spray for ticks, spray for fleas, spray for ants, all of those things. It could be a granular form, but protect yourself this year before it's too late. Do it ahead of time instead of, at the end. Be proactive versus reactive. Now we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. I've got about an hour left in the show. So plenty of time. If you have some questions, we will be here to help you out. We were talking about, you know, just ticks are out. Think about it. Think about getting rid of them as soon as you can. We do have a call, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Martha's Vineyard.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, thank you. I was wondering about the, let's see. Oh, no. I want to put some mulch, I don't know what kind of mulch, maybe wood chips, on my gardens. And I haven't done it yet because I'm afraid of covering everything. I don't know how much, maybe 2 inches. But I guess that you do it in the late fall so you won't cover all the annuals. I mean, annuals. So I just, I suppose I can do it very carefully without putting it on top of the plants.
Yeah, no, so I think putting mulch down is multiple times a year you could do it, honestly. Fall is a great time to do it because it protects for the next season, and you don't have to necessarily do as much for the, you know, the spring. But if you are to mulch, if you have an area that doesn't have any mulch, you need to, you know, using it's going to help keep moisture in the soil. It's going to help weeds down, keep weeds down just a little bit. And it's, you know, it's not a necessarily a bad thing to have in the garden because it's, you know, depending upon the style that you use, you could have you know, some sort of enriching aspect to it, right? Having some sort of compost mixed in. You know, that might be an option to look into, like a enriching mulch. Because it's going to not only help feed a little bit by, you know, with the organic material, but it will cover from the weeds. It will cover and keep the moisture in, and will just help make it look a little bit better. So up to you when you want to do it. But I think by doing it now, it's going to have benefits throughout the season that are going to help you. And then build on it from there in the fall to maybe add a little bit more to it. You know, do it the best you can that way. I don't think there's ever a bad time to mulch. I just think the removal of everything early is when it's a bad time, right? Because if we remove an area, clean it up way too early, the pollinators, everything that's living there are affected. So that's when I would say, you know, don't mulch. But pretty much any other time, I think it's okay to do.
Okay, so I put it around the plant. I'm afraid of putting it on top. Of course, not in the late fall, because I think they'll just come up through it.
Yeah, so definitely. So, you know, around it right now is a good time to do.
Mm-hmm, okay.
You know, and then in the fall, you can pretty much do everything over the top of it.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, another question. I thought it was a good idea to cut and split tree logs, wood, and branches the first layer of my raised gardens, and then put soil on top of that. Is the wood and branches and things good to put on first, and then I put soil and loam on top of that?
So you take the branches, put those down.
Well, I have some old firewood and branches and large, you cut up branches and put them down on the ground.
Yeah,
as the first layer. Is that a good idea? And then soil and loam on top of them.
And if you want it, it's going to just take some time to break down under there. It doesn't necessarily have to happen that way. I might try to get it smaller if you could on the pieces. It'll create compost quicker, whereas bigger pieces won't. Now I do have to hit a break. If you want to hang tight, we'll be back in a few.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.